The trial of H. Rap Brown, former head of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, opened today in Hartford County Circuit Court at Bel Air. Brown is charged with inciting to arson and riot in connection with a racial disturbance and burning of buildings in Cambridge, July of 1967. A 31-year-old Prince George's substitute teacher will appear in a preliminary hearing in Upper Marlborough on charges of possessing hashish, assault with a deadly weapon, and an altercation at 1854 8th Street Northwest. Clarence Coleman of 2815 Klingle Road Northwest, stabbed in the neck in critical condition, Freedman's Hospital. Police in D.C. arrest James Norfleet of 1824 8th Street Northwest. Floyd Douglas, 63rd Street Northwest, stabbed in the chest in an altercation at his home, in critical condition at D.C. General Hospital. His wife, Jessie Douglas, arrested by the D.C. police. Armed robbery. George Hanlon hit on the head with an unknown weapon. Bandit goes through his pockets, takes a coin purse containing an undetermined amount of cash. Hanlon taken to Camford's Hospital for head injuries. Attack happened at 3380 Curtis Drive in Hillcrest Heights. High's Dairy Store, 1709 Kenilworth Avenue, Tuxedo on the DC line, robbed by two teenagers. No weapons displayed. Hand a note to the cashier demanding money. They get away with an undetermined amount of that money.
Eddie Leonard Sandwich Shops, you should try them. For the very best in sandwiches, just buy them. No matter where you are, you'll find that you're not far. Shop. So take that short drive for a large measure of sandwich and pizza pleasure at an Eddie Leonard Sandwich Shop. You're never far from an Eddie Leonard Sandwich Shop.
WPGC revised weather, partly cloudy today with a high near 50. Increasing cloudiness tonight, low down to 34. It is 36 degrees. This is Wilson, WPGC, Pulse Speed News.